You'd think that as a video game podcaster and comedian, my life is all fun and games. And honestly, you'd be right. About 90% of the time, it's pretty sweet. But every morning, I deal with something very, very serious. My face. You don't become an Edmonton Six overnight. It takes work. And in my case, it takes good facial hair. And fortunately, I have a great facial hair tag team partner in Harry's. Hit up harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set and see what I'm talking about. Harry saw the tire fire that the shaving market had become and asked, how did it get like this? Crappy plastic razors, overpriced blades, all locked up like gold bars. And they said, no, we can fix this. And damn it, they did. Harry's ships premium quality razors right to your door. About once a month, I check my mail and there's that little box with everything I need to keep my kid presentable status. The blades stay sharp longer, which means an easier time getting my face in order in the morning. And the razors don't look like a dumb piece of plastic that a junior high schooler uses to take care of their peach fuzz. You have the facial hair of a man now. Shave like one. I actually leave my razor handle on the bathroom counter all the time just because it looks so damn classy. Harry's blades are German engineered and they're made to last. They're the best blades on the market for the best price, and you don't even have to go out to get them. Set your delivery schedule and shave like a king. I know it sounds sarcastic, but I'm being serious. I've used Harry's forever. These blades are really freaking good. Highest reviews in the industry, a money back guarantee that you're not going to need, and a subscription that you can cancel anytime you want. Getting ripped off isn't funny. Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/RTG. That's harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set. Hey everybody, as you've probably heard me plug on Remember the Game, we have a Patreon full of hundreds of extra podcasts. The library over there has gotten so big, I figured I'd start throwing a free episode up here every month, just to be nice. And maybe, you know, the first bump is free. Show you what you're missing out on over there. If you enjoy this episode and you want more of these, subscriptions start at just $3 a month, and you'll get a new expansion pass every Thursday. We also have a gaming news show called Game Patch every Friday, my vlogging podcast, The Rambling Idiot, every Tuesday, and our Simpsons podcast called Purple Monkey Dishwasher, hosted by me and Mark McHugh, every Monday. And they're all finally available on Spotify, too. You can browse the entire catalog without signing up, just to see what's in there. Hit up rememberthegamepodcast.com to see how. This episode was one of our more comedic expansion passes. It's expansion pass number 156, Am I the Asshole Gamer Edition, which originally aired on March 29th of 2023. Thanks for listening to the show, and I hope you enjoy this free episode of Expansion Pass. Let's go. Some intense music for an Am I the Asshole episode, and in hindsight, I should have used the theme from Echo the Dolphin or Sonic Adventure 2, because I do consider both of those games to be assholes. In case you don't know, that is the Motorcycle Getaway song from the original Final Fantasy VII, one of my favorite songs in the history of video games. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the 156th edition of Remember the Game Expansion Pass. It is one of our Patreon-exclusive weekly podcasts here at Remember the Game Industries. My name is Adam Blake, and if you're hearing this, you're watching this, you're checking this out live on a stream or whatever, at some point you've decided to support us over on the old Patreon box, and if that is the case, from the bottom of my very asshole-riddled heart, thank you so much for the support. I very much appreciate it. And this week, it is the final expansion pass for the month of March, which means our topic was up to our listeners. And I heard your suggestions. We ran a poll. And I want to say, we had some fucking great, great suggestions this month. I would have been happy to do just about any episode that made the poll this month. But it really came down to being a two-horse race. And our runner-up was ranking every robot master from Mega Man 1 through Mega Man 11, which I will probably do at some point because that sounds like a lot of fun. But I also know that not everybody in our community loves Mega Man as much as I do. Pains my heart to say that, but I understand those games are intimidating and some people are scared of them. I get it. And obviously, as you can tell, Am I the Asshole came out on top of this month's topic poll. And as Patty and Selma Bouvier once explained, the easiest way to be popular is to leech off the popularity of others. And if you don't know, Am I the Asshole is an incredibly popular subreddit these days. So let's do what they're doing. On that subreddit, people submit situations where they aren't sure if they were the asshole or not. And they ask everybody, am I the asshole? And then society makes the call. So this week, that's exactly what we're going to do. The community has submitted their gaming-related Am I the Asshole scenarios. And I, the almighty honorable Judge Adam Blank, will answer the call and make the decision. And I have a special guest that's going to swing by the show and help me reveal the truth about all you and your deep inner assholes. But we'll get there in just a minute. And I'm sitting here. I was working through the comments this morning. We had about 100. So I'm going to warn you all right now. I could not get to all of them. There is a lot of them. I will get to as many as I can. And yes, for the record, yes, some of you are indeed assholes. But I want you to know this, all right? If I label you an asshole today, own it. Own it. I've said this many times. When I was a kid, I would rent video games and I would erase every save file on the cartridge before I started. Whether I needed to or not, didn't care how far into the game you were, I'm erasing everything. It was part of, it's my asshole origin story, and I'm very proud of my asshole, as you should be as well. And I'll tell you about it in just a minute, because as you know, part of your Patreon perk is a peek past the podcast. So if you want to just keep working, or pretend to work at least, so you don't get in trouble, I'll tell you what's been going on around here over the last 7 days. It is very, very excited for the shows that we have coming up right now. I think that's what I was, this is, I would argue the next, 7 or 8 days are among the biggest 7 or 8 days we've had here at Remember the Game Industries as far as the episodes that are coming up. Because if you all know, or as you all know, March was a very busy month for me. April is a lot slower. And for the first time in quite a while, I'm just a little bit ahead, which means I've got a great opportunity to take a big, fat, juicy bite out of my backlog. I'm very excited. As far as those episodes I was just talking about, listen to this. We just did Banjo-Tooie 24 hours ago. That's done. Tonight, or today, Am I the Asshole? Tomorrow we have Game Patch, of course. This weekend, WrestleMania, fucking A. Monday, Purple Monkey Dishwasher Episode 3, where Mark McHugh and I will look back at Homer's Odyssey, the episode where Homer gets fired from the power plant and then gets rehired as the safety inspector. Very good episode. Well, actually, it's not. Frankly, it's maybe my least favorite episode of season one, but we had a great discussion. I think the podcast is good. I don't know if the episode is great, but the podcast is good. Tuesday will be the Rambling Idiot, which will include my WrestleMania review, which should be a lot of fun. Wednesday, Remember the Game number 243. I'm interviewing Stuttering Craig, formerly of Screw Attack. I'm sure a whole bunch of you used to watch those sites and those videos back in the day. He's got a new podcast he's working on that I'm actually going to be a guest on very soon. I'm looking forward to that. And we had a nice beefy chat 24 hours ago about the creation of Screw Attack, what it was like, what he's up to now, and just, it was fun. So I think that's going to be very good. And then a week from right now, Thursday, I don't know what day, I should have wrote down the date. I don't know what date it is. It doesn't matter. Expansion Pass number 157. The most anticipated and requested episode of Expansion Pass, quite possibly in the history of the show, the SNES Remember the Game Draft. Four of my friends came by the show, each drafted 10 Super Nintendo games and a Final Fantasy, a Final Fantasy football style draft. You'll all have a chance to vote on who drafted the best lineup, and then we'll donate some money to the charity of the winner's choice. Should be a very, very, we're done it. I have it on my computer right now. It was awesome. It was so much fun. If you liked the NES draft, you're going to fucking love this one, baby. I'm telling you. And then Friday will be Game Patch. What a week, kids. And I'm going to see the Super Mario Brothers movie on Friday, next Friday, as I'm hoping a bunch of you are next weekend as well. So if you're wondering, the two expansion passes after the Super Nintendo draft will most certainly be a spoiler-free review of the Super Mario Brothers movie and a spoiler-free review of Resident Evil 4 Remake. That's almost, and then you guys will decide what the final topic is for April. So that's what April's expansion passes are. Big month. And then we've got the Earthbound Beginnings review coming up on Remember the Game in the next couple of weeks. And Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 Revisited will be Remember the Game number 245. So lots of fucking big, sexy episodes coming up very soon. And I know someday Remember the Game is going to end. I know that. Whether I do a different podcast, or I just decide I don't want a podcast anymore, or I get canceled, or I lose my voice, or whatever. You know, I know someday it's going to get shut down. It's not happening anytime soon. We're coming up on 5 years of these in about 3 months. And I'm still like a little kid most weeks. I'm just so excited to sit down at my computer and do this. And there's some episodes coming up that I'm as stoked for as any episodes we've done in the last 5 years. So I hope you're all as excited as I am. Fuck yeah. Anyway, that was your peak. Let's call out some assholes, shall we? That's why we're here. We're going to find out whether or not some of you are indeed the asshole. I'm going to cue up some music. There it is. And when it stops, my special guest and I will answer the age-old question. Am I the asshole? Let's go. Make sure I make it perfectly clear that I do not think Sonic the Hedgehog is an asshole, and that's my favorite song from Sonic the Hedgehog, but I also drown in the water in that fucking first plant zone level all the goddamn time, the fucking purple ooze juice, whatever the fuck it is at the bottom. So I'm not quite sure why I chose that song. I just like that song. It's a pick-me-up. One last quick thing for the peak before we get into this. I meant to bring this up for all of you that may or may not know. For our Patreon polls, the last 2 months, last month and now, I guess that'd be the last two, we're doing Survivor polls. So instead of putting 8 games on there and you all vote and the winner gets an episode, every day I'm reposting the poll with the game that got the fewest votes eliminated until one game is left standing. It's very, very exciting. Last month was what did we do last month? The Genesis. And it came down to Beavis and Butthead and Golden Axe. And it was like a 51-49 split. On the final day of the vote. It was fucking intense. But this month we're doing the Game Boy Color. And by the time most of you are hearing this, we'll be down to 2 games. But as I'm recording this, we are at 3 games. Metroid 2, Wario Land 3, and Pokemon Trading Card Game. And with over 300 votes cast, it's 34%, 32%, 35% of the vote. For those of you that are watching the video, you can kind of see it. It is fucking... I cannot believe... how tight this vote is. These 3 games have been ahead the whole time, and I'm totally down to play any of the 3 of them. I cannot wait. I might just skip game patch tomorrow and just sit at my computer with a bottle of whiskey and just keep clicking refresh and see who wins and doesn't win this fucking Survivor poll. My God, this Survivor poll format, best decision we ever made. Fucking incredible. I love it. All right, let's get into calling some of you assholes, all right? 2 quick disclaimers. Before we get into this, number 1, I could not get to everybody, all right? And as I always warn y'all, I warn y'all almost every week, if your comment was a book, if it was more than a paragraph, it almost certainly got eliminated first, all right? When I get 100 plus comments, I want to sneak in as many as I can. So just, if you want to get read on the, and like, even if you keep it short, there's no guarantee, I'm sorry. But if it's long, it doesn't matter how good it was, it's almost certainly not going to make it. If it's short, at least you're on the short list. No pun intended. And then I want you to know, when I pick the comments I'm going to read, I try my best to rotate names in and out and try to pick new people, but it's also comments that I think I can react to. And we had a couple of comments where they either had nothing to do with gaming or they were, or with whether or not, like, you know, they were, am I the asshole, but it had nothing to do with gaming, or just a couple that I think maybe were supposed to be for game patch and were accidentally posted in there. So if you posted that in there, just like an opinion on something, love you. And I like your opinions, but obviously you didn't. No, you're not going to get read. So just understand that, please. And number 2, by submitting your am I the asshole question, you officially waive the right to be offended by my response, and you agree to accept and live by the court's decision, whether you like it or not. All right? All right, let's go. And like I said, special guest, you're going to hear from him momentarily for the first time. Here we go. Joe motherfucking Beach wrote in and said, I replayed The Last of Us recently, and the emotional gravity of the final scene was not lost on me, but I still mowed everyone down with a motherfucking flamethrower. And then you didn't actually say this, but I'm sure you're asking, am I the asshole? This is a tough one to answer, because I don't want to spoil the end of The Last of Us, what happens in the final scene. And in case you're worried, I'm not going to. Don't worry. But if you've played the game, as Joe motherfucking Beach said, you know the emotional gravity of that final scene. And so that makes the question, are you or aren't you the asshole? And this one, most of these, like, I think it's a very clear-cut answer. But for this first one, It's pretty subjective, but as someone that has done the exact same thing as you, Joe, I have to say, you know what? I'm going to give it to our guest, Mr. Maury Povich, to let you know whether or not you are an asshole. Maury?
You are not!
Asshole.
Congratulations, Joe. I had to think long and hard about that, but Maury has the results. You are not the asshole, because I've done that too, and anyone that's played The Last of Us and hasn't want to admit that they've done some horrible things to the characters in that final scene, you're fucking lying. You have to. And I can't say any more about it because I'd spoil the game, but you have to. So no, you're not the asshole, Joe. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Podcasting's a weird job because I talk to you nerds all the time. Every day, I tell you all about my life, the good and the bad. The ugly, I kind of keep that offline. And it's not that I don't want to talk about it. I'd love to talk about it. I just need to pick and choose who I talk to. We all have stuff that just lives in our minds, rent-free, 24/7. Talking about them can really help, because the longer you keep something bottled up, the more likely it is to blow. You've heard me say it before, and you're going to keep hearing me say it. Therapy is the way. Therapists can be that ear to bend when you really need to get something off your chest and don't know who to talk to. And BetterHelp is a great way to go about it. I don't BS you guys. I don't say I've used something if I've never used it. I've personally talked to a BetterHelp therapist about the stuff going on in my personal life, and I genuinely found it helpful. To have someone to talk to that doesn't have any skin in the game, that can just listen and try to help me come up with a roadmap to get through the tough times, it's just invaluable. It has seriously really helped me. I've talked to my therapist through video, and you can do it that way, or you can do it over the phone, or even just over chat. And they give you as many schedule options as possible so you can work a session in around your life. It's licensed therapy, as convenient as it gets. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/rememberthegame today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/rememberthegame. Gus and Gago's Inevitable Babies wrote in and said, what that mean? I'm sure that's a reference I don't get. Wrote in and said, when I play Shredder's Revenge with my daughter and she grabs the pizza and I had less health than her, I get extremely annoyed because that was always the rule when playing other Teenage Mutant Turtle games with friends 20 plus years ago. Am I the asshole? Well, that one is very simple, Gus. That one is like, yeah, if your daughter's taking the pizza, but she's got full health. Dude, I'll call somebody. I don't give a fuck if it's my daughter, if it's my goddamn grandson. I don't give a fuck if it's Shaylee. If Molly could play video games, I would say it to her. If you do not, I don't give a fuck if you have yet to comprehend the concept of math and you can't tell whose health meter is higher and lower than the other one. If you take the pizza and you do not have the lowest amount of health and you don't at least apologize and say, I'm sorry, I did not realize the pizza was there, you are the asshole. But if you give someone shit for taking the pizza when you needed it more than that,
you are not
asshole.
Not even close. Not even close, Joe. If anything, with all due respect, quite frankly, your daughter is an asshole. You can tell her Adam Blank said that. Tell her I'm sorry. It's the court's decision. Your daughter's an asshole, not you, my friend. Works for me. Said, when I play Overcooked with someone and we're shooting for 3 stars, if one of us makes a mistake, I immediately restart the level because I feel like continuing that round is a waste of time. My partner thinks we should keep playing just for fun. Am I the asshole? Now, this one I had to think about works for me because I'm the same way. When I play Overcooked, if we don't get 3 stars, we didn't win the level. I want my 3 stars. But you can make a mistake and still get 3 stars. So to me, the difference is, are you restarting the level because you didn't get 3 stars? Or are you restarting the level as soon as there's a mistake? And you said, as soon as you're making a mistake, my friend. And that is just something that I don't think I can get on board with. If you want to restart it because you want to get the 3 stars, I'm all for that. But if it's like one simple thing, somebody cut up the wrong vegetables or something, or sent out one wrong order, and that's enough to cost, like, that's not enough to cost you 3 stars. And if you're making them start over and over again, I'm sorry, my friend. Maury, you know the answer. Let him know.
You are the
asshole.
You are indeed the asshole, works for me. And that comes from somebody that enjoys starting over without 3 stars. That's too much. Every fucking mistake. Jeez, I couldn't play that game. And I love fighting with people at Overcooked. I could not fucking play that game with you. Works for me? You can't works for me. You're fired. Fuck that noise. Nick GC wrote in and said, when leading in a very tight NHL 23 game, am I the asshole for just carrying the puck up the ice to turn around and pass it back to my goalie in order to never lose possession? Oh, fuck.
You are the
asshole.
Yes. You. Not only are you the asshole, but you're also the bitch, Nick. You are the asshole bitch. In fact, you get a second one.
You are the
asshole.
Very, very, very much. That is such a bitch move. When you're in the lead and you just turn around and pass the puck to your goalie. Fuck, I would hit you. Oh my God, that's such a, fuck you. You're fucking on double secret probation. I didn't think I'd give away any double secret probations today. Double secret probation, Nick. Fuck you. Nomad wrote in. Nomad, you know what? By default, you can't be the asshole after following that fucking question from Nick. Nomad said, I enjoy playing games with my daughter more than my son. My son has a short temper and rages quite easily. I've tried to work with him on this, but he's made no progress. I've given up gaming with him because I don't want my time with him full of the negativity. Am I the asshole? That one's tough. That one's tough because as somebody that doesn't like playing games with people like your son, I can relate to you, Nomad, and I wouldn't want to play games with them. But as somebody that rages like your son, I can relate to him. And so I feel it, and it would hurt my feelings if everybody was telling me that if you don't want to play with me, or that they don't want to play with me because I'm getting mad when I'm like, I can't help but getting mad. I don't know. You know what? This could go either way. I could flip a coin on this one. I could flip a coin on this one, Nomad. But the fact that you said that you've tried to work with your son and made no progress. You've made an attempt. You've made, and I can, you know what? Just because you put that sentence in, I'm gonna, Maury, what do you think?
You are not
asshole.
You're, that could go either way, Nomad, because listen, you do work with your, you know what? I'm going to give you the pass because you do work with your son and you're trying to get your son to get off the rage, but you did also write into a fucking internet show that's heard by thousands of people and called your son out publicly. And that is a little bit asshole-ish, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. No, you're not an asshole. Cornelius, make sure you work with your kid on that though, because otherwise you're going to end up like me. I'm like, dude, if anyone's watching the video of this, I have like a beard that's almost all gray and I look like a raisin that's just been forgotten under the fridge. And I chalk at least 40% of my horrible aging up to what gaming and game rage has done to me. So make sure you nip that habit in the bud. Cornelius Talmadge wrote in and said, I went to a retro gaming exhibit at my local museum. They had a LAN for Halo Combat Evolved Deathmatch. Am I the asshole for having lots of fun killing all the little kids and enjoying the sound of them whining to their parents about constantly being killed? Let me quickly tell you what the answer is, and then I'm going to tell you why I feel this way.
You are the
asshole.
You are the, but it's, I want to make sure I make this abundantly clear. I almost wish I had a third soundbite. There are people that are assholes for being assholes, and then there are people that are being the assholes the world needs. And Cornelius, you are a category, embrace your asshole, my friend. You are being a good asshole. Okay, I want to tell a quick story because I've never played a LAN Halo Combat. I don't know what that means, but what I have done, we went for my nephew's birthday party one year, like years ago. We went to play laser tag at a place here in Edmonton. And there was like, it wasn't just us. There were a bunch of other kids running around and shit like that. And it's all just shooting each other. If you've never played laser tag, first of all, go, because it's fucking awesome. Everyone's got these like vests with like flashing. You all know what laser tag is. They're the vest with the flashing lights on, and you have the guns and you shoot the vest, and then it makes these. And there was this little kid, and I came around the corner, and your first instinct isn't to stop and look at their vest and observe the lights and be like, oh, are they already dead? Or are they still in the game? Your first thought is when you see the flashing lights, pew pew. And so this little kid, probably 4 or 5 years old, comes around the corner, and my first instinct is I see the flashing lights. And I pew, pew, and I shoot this kid, and he screams at that high-pitched little kid voice that I can't fucking do. Fuck, or no, he didn't say fuck, pardon me. He goes, stop it, I'm already dead, as loud as he can, and then he starts crying and leaves the play area, and other people, and I can hear him as he's walking away, other people are shooting him, and he's like, I'm already dead. I was crying laughing at this stupid kid. So no, you're not the asshole. Kids need to learn that life sucks and it's going to punch you in the teeth over and over. And if they're already dead, you fucking shoot them again. And if it's a video game where it's not weird or illegal, you fucking teabag them when they're dead too. Don't do that at laser tag. That won't end well. But Halo, fuck yeah, you do. So you're the good kind of asshole, Cornelius. Keep it up. The world needs more assholes like you. Daft Belja wrote in and said, "Hey, A, I don't play much MP, but I do play Hunt Showdown. When you take out a player, his teammates can revive him unless you torch them. I rushed toward the down player and placed concertina, barbed wire, and poison trip wires on the player and then skadoodle. His teammates revive him, the traps go off, and he dies again. Am I an asshole?" Now, I want to make sure I make this clear, Daft. You are not the asshole for placing traps around a downed opponent so that their teammates will die when they go to revive them. That does not make you the asshole. But you did write into me about a multiplayer online shooting game and expect me to understand the strategy to it, and you know better. So for that,
you are the
asshole.
For that, you are, my friend, indeed the asshole. But no, there's nothing wrong with that. That's strategy. That's a good idea. I should have done that to that kid in fucking laser tag. I'm already dead. Stupid kid. Fuck. Guy who does things wrote in and said, "When I play Roller Coaster Tycoon 3, I check what random guests are thinking. And if I find one who thinks admission to the park or a ride is too expensive, I pick them up and drop them into a coaster line with free admission that is missing track, and they are launched out of my park. Am I the asshole?" Now, listen, that is like the one... I didn't play Roller Coaster Tycoon 3, but I played a ton of the original Roller Coaster Tycoon. One of my favorite games of all time. I love that game. And if you go back in this, like, fucking one of the earliest episodes of Remember the Game, I think it was Mark McHugh and I, talked about Roller Coaster Tycoon and our tendency to pick up people that complain about our park and either drop them into holes full of water or drop them into just the middle of nowhere or just drop them into holes and let them sit in there and die. So let me just say absolutely, absolutely,
you are not
asshole.
Not even close, guy who does things. If people want to come to your amusement park and then bitch about the prices, they shouldn't have come to your fucking amusement park. Fuck them. I've never done that, but that's a good fucking idea. I just throw them in the holes. What was it? Fuck. Oh my God. I'm drawing a blank. No pun intended. Of the Itchy and Scratchy where Marge is like, "I'm so embarrassed. I wish I could just crawl into a hole." And they're like, "Take her to the hole." And she's like, "No, that's my park has a hole for people that complain about my pricing. Fuck you. Get out of here." Morgan Orsog said, "When I play Mario 3 with my wife, I will not let her progress past me without pulling her into that original mini game. I always win and I can't find the strength to let her go by. I didn't used to be this way with my friends back in the day, but with the wife, I can't help myself. Am I the asshole or should she get good enough to beat me?" That's a tough one. If by some fluke you don't know what Morgan's talking about, yeah, in the original Mario 3, I mean, I'm assuming in all the other ones too. I haven't played a Mario 3 multiplayer since I was a little kid. When two people cross paths each other on the map, you could bring up like an original Mario Brothers style minigame where you could steal each other's cards and stuff like that. And are you an asshole to do that to your wife when she's not good enough to beat you? I'm torn on that because I used to do that to my little brother. But I don't know if I would do that to Shaylee, especially if I know she's not good enough to beat me. That one could go either way, Morgan. I'm gonna let Maury decide because that one I could go either way on because I do think it's funny, but I also think it's a little bit cunty. So I could see that one going either way. So Maury, you're in charge of this one. What do you say, buddy?
You are the
asshole.
Sorry, Morgan. You know what? For what it's worth, Mari probably says that because he can't fucking beat you in Mario 3 either because he's a feeble old man who spends all of his time doing paternity tests. So, yeah, I'm on your side. Maybe we're both just assholes. That's all. Makeshift Money, the one that recommended this topic that won the poll, wrote in and said, "I was Mercy in Overwatch, and some bronze player who thought he was a platinum was instructing me for the first couple of minutes nonstop. So for the rest of the match, I followed him like white on rice, but instead of healing him, I amped his damage all match long. He died over and over and lost his damn mind while I mute laughed for like 8 minutes straight. Am I the asshole?" This one is quick and easy.
You are not
asshole.
As a fellow Mercy main in Overwatch, I have also done that to people that piss me off. Now, listen, all right? And I'm going to make sure I make this abundantly clear to every single person listening to this that plays Overwatch or any other game that has a healing class. I don't really play the other shooters. I haven't played Overwatch in years either. All right? We're there to save your asses. So instead of treating us like the fucking, like the second-rate citizens of your team and being like, hey, Mercy, follow me, heal me when you're ready, and shut the fuck up. How about you show us a little bit of respect? Because without us, you're fucking dead in the water, all right? When you're playing a JRPG, you don't disrespect your white mage. You protect that fucking mage with everything you have because that's your lifeline. Mercy is Overwatch's lifeline. So you show us a little bit of respect or we'll let you out there fucking die in our arms and we'll laugh at you while we do it. Fuck you, makeshift. I mean, you are... Now, okay, so you're not an asshole for doing that, but just in general,
you are the
asshole.
But that's just like generally as a person. But no, for your Mercy play, not even close, my friend. You are fine. Ah, damn it, I lost my place in my notes. Ah, jeez. Here we are. Wyatt, the surgeon who's not a surgeon, Roe, wrote in and said, I was on a very, very important assignment from my boss. Basically, the only hope me and my team had to avoid termination. I was working very closely with his mother in her time, and one thing led to another, you know? I think my outfit was just that irresistible. I blew up on her afterwards, leaving her with just her son. Am I the asshole? You know what? You know what you get, Wyatt? Because I don't know if you're doing this thinking maybe you can sneak it through on crazy old man Adam Blank that doesn't see movies, or if you're like, Adam's seen the Terminator movies now, so he'll get this reference and make it funny. But I am sick and tired, much like I'm sick of people mocking my giant hand. Shout out to him who gets that reference. I'm sick of people mocking my inability to pull out movie quotes when everybody else does. So for that reason alone,
you are the
asshole.
You son of a bitch, Wyatt. I fucking get what you're doing there. Unless it actually happened. If you actually did go back in time, hook up with a woman and then die, and then she was left with her son, I'm sorry to hear that. But I don't think that's the case. Rush's Dog Walker wrote in and said, my brother played through 99% of Breath of Fire 3. While he was at school, I picked it up, and he walked in to see the final boss slash ending.
You
Oh, I almost played
You are the
asshole.
Not only are you the asshole for that, but you're never allowed to go anywhere near Rush again. Go fuck yourself. That's fucking horrible. Winter Crocs wrote in and said, am I the asshole for liking Expansion Pass more than Remember the Game? Remember the Game was my gateway drug.
You are not!
Asshole.
Not even close, Winter Crocs, because if you want to know a secret, I like Expansion Pass better too. No problem. I have no problem with that at all. DJ Key, or DJ K, pardon me, not to be confused with the inferior DJ Key. DJ K wrote in and said, every milestone episode of Remember the Game has been a genre-defining classic of our past time. So I shall start a petition stating that Remember the Game number 300, we reverse the milestone narrative and dive into the beloved Bubsy 3D. Am I the asshole? Let me just make sure that I'm reading your comment correctly, DJ, whatever your name is. So you're right. Episode 50 was Super Mario 64. Episode 100, Halo 2. Episode 150 was Super Mario Brothers. Episode 200 was Final Fantasy Tactics. And as I'm sure you all know by now, episode 250 will be my beloved Gears of War. Five of my most important games ever. And you're writing in saying we should reverse narrative and cover Bubsy 3D on episode 300, which means you're saying Bubsy 3D is bad, which means you're dunking on Bubsy. And my friend, anybody that comes into Remember the Game Industries and dunks on Bubsy,
you are the
asshole.
I will be goddamned if I'm going to sit here and let somebody that can't even decide if their name is DJ K or DJ Key is going to write in here and dunk on Bubsy. Get the fuck out of my house. Double secret probation, goddammit. Triple wrote in and said, am I the asshole? I once paid someone to talk about video games instead of actually playing them, and I keep on doing it. Wait a minute, you're talking about me. But that means you're putting money into my Patreon.
You are not
asshole.
Yeah, you're safe, Triple. You're fucking, yeah, you have great taste. You're not an asshole at all. You have great fucking taste, my friend. Timmy the Exuberant, excuse me, Timmy the Exuberant Turtle wrote in and said, in the scramble to pre-order the Xbox One X Project Scorpio Edition, I mean, that just reads like, in the scramble to pre-order the Xbox One X Project Scorpio Edition, I managed to snag two of them. Instead of canceling one, I purchased both and listed the extra one on eBay. I did not price gouge. I made it an auction with a low start price, and in the end, I broke even. Am I the asshole for buying two and looking to scalp the extra console? Of all the questions that you folks wrote in with, this one is the one I'm most conflicted on. Because my general, and I'm sure many of you are aware of this, my general thought when it comes to anybody buying multiple consoles and selling them for a dime higher than what they cost, you are an asshole. I don't like you. I just think scalpers, resellers, go fish yourselves. I bought five PS5s over the first year and change that it was out. Every time I went to where my PO box is in a drugstore near my house. And if I went in there and happened to see a PS5 there, I would buy it. I sold all four of them. I kept one. I sold all the rest of them to my friends at face value, not a dime extra. I was just like, yo, you're looking for a PS5? I got you one. So my first instinct, Timmy, is to call you an asshole. But then you said you put it on eBay with a low start price. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and assume that by low start price, you mean under whatever wherever you live, the stock price of a PS5 is. So then that, you're not forcing anyone to pay extra over the face value. You're giving them the option. I would, I'm torn on that. Fuck.
You are not
asshole.
But also,
you are the
asshole.
You're getting both. You get both, Timmy. I can't decide. You get both. Good enough. Yeah, you get both. If you're hearing this, you're probably a gamer. And for our kind, nothing is as precious and valuable as our save files. Have you ever experienced the loss of a save file? It's soul-crushing. Dozens, maybe hundreds of hours of work gone like that. But at the end of the day, it's a video game. It matters, but kinda, you know? That exact scenario, but with a work project, an essay for school, data for your business, that's no joke. That can be really serious. You need a safety net. And I got you, fam, with my partners over at CrashPlan. Visit CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has been protecting people's data since 2001. And a couple years ago, they set out on their own with one mission, to provide the best damn cloud backup solution on the market. CrashPlan runs quietly in the background of your computer or Mac, and every 15 minutes on the clock, they create a new backup of every file that's changed in that time. So if something goes wrong, God forbid, you don't lose hours, lose days, lose weeks of work. Just log into your account and you can download your most recent backup from the secure cloud servers. And there's not just one backup. There's a laundry list of them. You can pick and choose which one you want. It's like the ultimate undo button. If you work on a computer in any capacity, CrashPlan is a must-have. And if you're thinking, that's for big businesses, I'm just Joe Schmo. CrashPlan protects Joe Schmo. They offer a ton of plans and tiers. So there's a CrashPlan for everyone, from small one-person businesses like me to you fancy businesses and offices with staff and free donuts and all that stuff. Time is money. Why wouldn't you protect your work? Spreadsheets, diagrams, videos, art, podcasts. CrashPlan has you covered. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Chards in Charge wrote in and said, I never let my younger brother win at basketball, whether outside on our backyard hoop or inside playing arch rivals on the NES, where I had to be Mohawk or nothing. Am I the asshole? I have no idea what Mohawk means, but if never letting your younger brother beat you at a video game makes you an asshole, then I guess, Chards, you and I both.
You are the
asshole.
And to all you younger brothers and younger sisters out there, fuck you. If you got beat up at video games by your older siblings when you were a kid, get good. Fuck you. It's not our fault that you're the lazy sperm that didn't get to the end when it was fucking time to go. Fuck you. Get good. Fuck you. The big deal wrote in and said, growing up, I would always play games at my cousin's house. We'd always get yelled at to let his younger brother play, so we'd put the cord for an extra controller under the system and tell him he was playing as the computer. My younger sister was old enough that she wouldn't fall for this, and at home, I would be forced to let her play my Sega channel. Out of spite, she was only allowed to play one game, and it was Sesame Street Counting Cafe. Am I the asshole? You know what? You're not an asshole for letting your sister play one game, but I fucking love Sesame Street Counting Cafe. So if you're implying that playing Sesame Street Counting Cafe is something to be mocked,
you are the
asshole.
One ha ha, two ha ha, three ha ha, motherfucker. Rob Mason wrote in and said, when I play Tekken, I just pick Eddie Gordo and button mash. Am I an asshole? You know goddamn well, Rob Mason, that I don't even know what Eddie Gordo is, so.
You are the
asshole.
That's what you get for assuming that I understand anything about fighting games. I'm sorry. Randy Barrage said, I remember when WWF No Mercy came out, I would spend hours in the creative character mode putting in wrestlers that weren't in the game and trying to convince my friends at recess that they were unlockable. We were maybe 11 or 12, so they believed me and would be so frustrated trying to figure out how to unlock Dude Love, Gangrel, and I think William Regal. You know what's bullshit about that? You are an asshole, Randy, and I'm going to play the soundbite in a second. But you know why you're an asshole? Because when I was a kid, my favorite game was Bart versus the Space Mutants. Many of you know this. And I knew a kid that used to try to convince me that if you could do all these things and this thing, you could get more than just Homer, Marge, Lisa, and Maggie helping you at the power plant. You could get Grandpa to show up. Santa's little helper would show up. And I spent so many days of my childhood in my basement trying to figure out how to get Grandpa Simpson to show up at the nuclear power plant. And it turned out it wasn't true. And it was all because of people like you that feel the need to go out on the playground and lie to stupid children like me about what we can and can't do in our video game. So as I already explained,
you are the
asshole.
I've never met a good Randy. Never met a Randy Marsh, but I've never met him. I've never met a good Randy. God damn it. Mr. Nintendo says, all my friends tell me to build a gaming PC to fork over 2G's plus to build a top-of-the-line rig. My friends' group consists are constantly nagging. My friends' groups... Holy fuck, I suck at reading. I am an asshole for being unable to read. Mr. Nintendo, all my friends tell me to build a gaming PC to fork over 2,000 plus to build a top-of-the-line rig. My friend group's constant nagging and criticism of my current laptop makes me want a gaming PC less and to stick with console gaming. Am I the asshole?
You are not
asshole.
Not even close, but every single one of you PC Master Racers out there slagging on us for our systems, every one of you that's ever given me shit for using Apple products.
You are the
asshole.
Let me just make sure you heard that right.
You are the
asshole.
One more time.
You are the
asshole.
Go fucking download that to your goddamn hard drive, RAM, mega fucking memory card thing, jerks. Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo, which is the worst name I ever heard, wrote in and said, as a kid while playing WCW NWO Revenge, I trapped my friend in a corner and pummeled him repeatedly for a very, very long time. Due to me finding it amusing, I never let him go, so his eyes started to tear up. After that, he pummeled me hard in real life. I guess that is the revenge part of the game. Am I the asshole? Did he do the right thing by kicking my ass? To be honest with you, Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo, both you and your friend that beat your teeth in for doing that to you,
you are not
asshole.
That's just part of wrestling. That's just, it's not ballet. That's just part of the business. And no, neither one of you are the asshole in that situation. You're both just fine. Robathan Dickwiddles wrote in and said, I wouldn't tell my friends how to charge up a super strike in Super Mario Strikers. Well, I would use it against them because I had to figure it out on my own when I first played it. Am I the asshole? Listen, I understand where you're coming from, Robathon. Because I feel that way too sometimes when someone's like, hey, how do I do this? And I'm like, I figured it out. I'm probably dumber than you. You can fucking figure it out. So in that sense, you're not. But to not tell them how to do it, but then do it to them, That's what puts you.
You are the
asshole.
That one puts it over the line. If you weren't doing it to them, that wouldn't be so bad. But for you to tell them, I don't know, you're going to have to figure it out, and then fucking hammer them with it, I respect it. I would do the same thing. That's a classic villain move. You're one of those, like somebody, I can't remember who else it was. You're one of those commendable assholes. You're one of those assholes the world needs. So you're a good asshole, but you are an asshole, my friend. Do not fool yourself, Robathon. You are an asshole. Chris wrote in and said, about 10 years ago, I was invited to a church group get together as a teen. We played Mario Kart, and needless to say, I got real competitive with this girl who just picked up the controller. She made what looked to be a dumb move, so I yelled in front of everyone, "What are you, blind?" And she, in fact, was partially blind. But I did not know. Am I the asshole? Help me clear my conscience, Adam. See, I can speak from first-person perspective on this one because I am partially blind. And I do occasionally get asked, "What are you, blind?" And it's like, yes, 30% I am. Do I think people that call out other people for being blind when they don't know if they're blind are assholes? You know what, Chris?
You are the
asshole.
Just because it's funnier. Like, if I say you're not the asshole, that's just like 45 seconds of this episode that sucks. Where it's like, no, you made a mistake and it's all fine and no feelings are hurt. Fuck that. I'm here to hurt feelings. So I'm sure you've done something that makes you an asshole over the last 10 years. CJ Noel wrote in and said, when I was a kid, me and my older brother would play Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat. Sometimes when he was stomping me like usual, I would unplug his controller just to buy me a few seconds to win. You got to do what it takes to win. Am I the asshole?
You are not.
Asshole.
Anyone that grew up in the 80s and the 90s, that's not unplugging your opponent's controller isn't being an asshole. That's a legitimate strategy. And I will be goddamned if I'll let anybody convince me otherwise. That's just strategic play. And not only are you not an asshole, CJ, you're probably a pretty high-tiered player, my friend. Zach Shepard said, every time I play a game that I'm better at than another person, I'll say I won't try. And then when they start kicking my ass, I'll start trying and I'll pummel them into the ground. No, okay, like, listen, that's life. That's just life. Every single person listening to this has probably had an experience where you start to get ahead in life, and then fucking all of a sudden life is like, oh, right, remember, we make the rules, and they can beat you anytime you want. So you're not an asshole. You're just teaching someone a lesson. You're teaching someone a valuable life lesson. So
you are not
asshole.
Not even fucking close. Not even fucking close, Zach. That's just doing the world a service, my friend. Subpar Nova said, am I the asshole for not wanting my son to play Roblox online with his school friends? He is 10, and he's still in his fledgling stages of his gaming life. Previously, he loved playing Pokemon and Zelda on the Switch. And I don't want them to be tarnished by the predatory microtransaction bullshit and shitty game design quality that is Roblox. We have a Switch and a PS4, and yet he chooses Roblox instead. See, here's the thing, Subpar. If you just wrote in and said, I don't want my son playing Roblox with his friends because I don't like the microtransaction bullshit, I'd be like, not only are you not an asshole, you sound like a pretty decent parent. I don't have a problem with that at all. But for you to be like, I don't want my son to be tainted by this predatory microtransaction bullshit and shitty game design. So now you're just saying the game he likes sucks. And you're like, we have a Switch and a PS4 and he chooses Roblox. You can't help the games you can't choose the games you like. You are who you're born. That's just what you are. So I'm sorry to say,
you are the
asshole.
I understand maybe you didn't want your son to be a Roblox player, but he is. So just embrace him and love him for who he is, Subpar Nova. Shorzy said, maybe I'll have some luck because this is Patreon exclusive, but nothing grinds my gears more than when I'm having a good time with a funny podcast and I hear, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. In a sad, depressing voice. Yes, you too, Adam. I'm glad there's an outlet for people to get the help they need, but every time I hear it, it makes me need therapy too. Am I the asshole?
You are not.
Asshole.
Because every time you listen to that BetterHelp ad that I say in a very depressing voice, Shorzy, you make me about 1/10 of a penny. So because you're putting a little bit of money in my pocket, nope, you are fine by me. For the record, in case anyone's wondering, I'm not allowed to fuck around with the BetterHelp ads very much. I have to be like, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's like a legal thing. I have to, but no, Shorzy, you put money in my pocket. You can complain about the ads all you want, my friend. Doesn't bother me in the least. Jake Carter said, one time my older brother smacked the hell out of me for reasons I don't remember, so I ejected his Final Fantasy X disc mid-boss fight and rubbed it on drywall until it was scratched into oblivion. Am I the asshole? If it was Final Fantasy IX, yes. Final Fantasy X... I mean, I don't hate Final Fantasy X, but I do. I fucking hate me some Titus. I hate that kid. So you're getting through on a technicality here, Jake, because it's Final Fantasy X.
You are not
asshole.
But that's close. That's like a 51-49 vote. You snuck through on a technicality, friend. Be better, but you snuck through. You snuck through. Astro Alpica said, ever since I was young, I couldn't stand playing the same character as someone else in a multiplayer game. I would either change my character reluctantly or ask if they could switch their character. I've gotten better at accepting the fact that people can play as whoever they like, but it still irritates me to no end to see all my friends or see my friends all play as Fox or Falco in Smash Bros., for example. Don't people want diversity? Am I the asshole? You know what, Astro?
You are the
asshole.
Not only are you just a little bit of an asshole, you're not like a major asshole, but you're a little bit of an asshole with that. But not only that, if I was your friend and I knew that it bothered you, I would fucking mirror you like a god, well, like a mirror, I guess. Like I would be on you like fucking stink on a monkey. I'd be picking the same character as you. I'd be trying to mimic your moves. I'd be copying everything you say. And then when you throw down the controller and inevitably stormed out of my house, I would throw my controller down and storm out with you laughing the whole time, which maybe means that I...
You are the...
asshole.
Maybe I'm an asshole too, but that's, I would fuck with you so hard. Oh my God. You never want to be friends with me in real life, Astro, I assure you. This has actually been fun. McTuggy said, okay, here we go. I remember getting Final Fantasy VII for Christmas one year and playing it till one disc got ruined and I couldn't get past a particular part. So I went and rented the game to continue playing, and along the way, accidentally, for reals, ended up with the disc of the rented copy swapped out for my shitty one. I didn't realize it until I took the game back. Fast forward to Final Fantasy VIII, knowing this trick, I ended up doing the same thing this time on purpose to replace a disc of my copy with a disc from the rented copy. I feel bad for anyone that rented those games after me. Am I the asshole? Sorry for the long post. Keep up what you're doing, Adam, and thanks for it all.
You are the
asshole.
I don't even think that's the easiest one so far. Yes, you are. You are Mick Tuggy. You are Mick Asshole. That is a dick move. You should go and volunteer at a soup kitchen or something and try to fucking make right with God. Jesus Christ. Poop Q said, anytime I'm playing video games with kids, I try to go easy on them. But once a kid starts to get a little ahead of me in Mario Kart or KOs me once in Smash, they always start talking shit. I don't talk shit back, but that's when I start playing for real. Every time I do this, the kid ends up in tears because they just can't hang. This has happened with my nephew, who is 6, and my friend's kids, who are also young. Am I the asshole? No. It's the children who are wrong. You know what? I actually agree with everything you just said, Poop Q.
You are not...
asshole.
My friend, or my nephew Ben, who I'm sure many of you know, used to come over and play games with me all the time. And yeah, he would talk shit about me. And then if I beat him, he would get so fucking mad. And I was like, no, welcome to life. Welcome. I can't actually punch you in the teeth, so I'm going to do it with Bowser instead. Fuck you. No, you're not an asshole at all, Poop. All right, so I saved these for the final three. I thought these would be good ways to wrap up the show. And again, if you didn't get read, I'm sorry. You didn't do anything wrong. There was a lot of them, and I can only make so many of these work. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Let's get into our top three. Number three, Hega Waffle. I virtually kick chickens on purpose. Am I the asshole? I wish I had more context for this, because if you're doing it in a game like Link to the Past, where the chickens fight back, no. Because you know that you're going to get yours at the end, and that's just part of being a villain. If you're playing a game where the chickens don't fight back and they're defenseless, you're kind of a douche, because chickens already have been dealt like the worst hand. For you, those of you that play poker, the worst starting hand in Texas Hold'em is 7-2 offsuit. which is 7-2 with no matching suits. It's just the worst possible hand you could be dealt to start. And chickens have been dealt that hand in life because they're birds, they're stupid, they're delicious, they're good for you, and they can't fly. Chickens are so fucked. So if you're picking on chickens that can't fight back, yes, you are the asshole. But I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and assume you're only kicking on them in games where they can fight back. So with an asterisk that if you're doing it in games where they can't fight back, you are wrong.
You are not.
Asshole.
Because sometimes I play The Legend of Zelda Link to the Past and I beat on that chicken on purpose just so that they can get their pound of flesh back because I know I'm having chicken for dinner that night. And I'm like, I deserve this. Take your shot. It's fine. Number two, Super Dave wrote in and said, this one hit close to home for me. Am I the asshole for trying to line up the perfect backwards shell throw in Mario Kart right as I'm crossing the finish line? Listen.
You are not.
Asshole.
Not even close, my friend. Anyone out there that thinks that somebody that shoots a shell backwards right as they cross the finish line and hits you and knocks you from like second to fifth is an asshole? Fucking get good. You know what? Anyone that bitches about that?
You are the
asshole.
You are the asshole. If you don't want to be hit by my backwards shell, fucking get in front of me. Oh, wait. You can't because I'm better than you. So fuck you. No, Super Dave, you're not at all. And Doug Walsh is going to have the final Am I the Asshole this week. Doug wrote in and said, Am I the asshole for thinking this has potential to be the worst episode of Expansion Pass to date?
You are not.
Asshole.
Not even close, Doug, because I feel and will continue to feel / worry about the exact same thing, my friend. This might have been the worst episode of Expansion Pass in 156 episodes. It's not the best, I can assure you. That it's not the best. I don't know. Was this the worst episode of Expansion Pass ever? I guess that's up for each and every one of you to decide. But whether you liked this episode or not, thank you so much for the support. Thank you for confessing your asshole situations. And don't worry. If you didn't like this episode, next week you are in for a treat, my friends. Because next week it is the highly anticipated, forever awaited Super Nintendo Entertainment System Remember the Game Draft. Cannot fucking wait for that episode. It is going to be a banger, and I hope you all enjoy it. But from now until then, I got a whole bunch of other podcasts to do. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for the support. I appreciate every single one of you. And just remember,
you are the
asshole.
Hey, thanks again for listening. Head over to patreon.com/rememberthegame to see what all's waiting for you in our bonus podcast archives. You can also view them all on Spotify now, too. Our subscriptions start at just $3 a month. We offer annual subscriptions that'll save you your 12th month's fees, and 5% of our Patreon income is donated every year to Extra Life for the Stollery Children's Hospital here in Edmonton. Hundreds of extra podcasts, access to our Discord, the ability to write into the show, help pick the games we play and cover, and so much more. patreon.com/rememberthegame. Thank you, cheers, whatever, so long, see ya, goodbye.